Blog Talk Radio.
There is God. He is alive and well, and he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says,
there is love that is like no other. There is strength that'll pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There's mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say,
for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm glad to be with you tonight, and I'm glad that you tune in with us tonight. Our scriptures read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. And also I would like to start adding a scripture that we use all the time as well, is that Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for your Lord, your God, will be with you wherever you go. And the reason why I want to continue to start reading that scripture as well, because of all the things that are happening out in the world, we definitely need to be strong and not be discouraged, knowing that God is with us, and continue to be very prayerful and pray without ceasing because of the things that are happening in the world today. Also, just want to mention at the beginning that we had a wonderful time at Callaway Garden this past weekend. It was 19 of us, and then we had number 20 to join us right in next door to us. It's so amazing how God put people and places and things together. And in the midst of our circle, we had a widow that was in one of the cottages, and we invited her to our church, an inspirational message on Sunday morning, and she came and she was with us, and her name is Kathy Brown, and we hope that one day that she will be able to come to some of our events in the future. But it was wonderful. We had a wonderful time. God kept the rain from us, and it was hot, but still it was fun. And we had a great time together, and God always blesses us and protects us on our trip, and I thank him so much. But there are several things I want to talk to you about tonight. I'm going to give some an inspirational short message at the very end. But as I went online to look at, I went to Amazon, and I pulled up our books. And because I know during the pandemic, we were not pushing the purchase of our books, our sales are down now because we were not making a lot of purchase. Well, when I purchased the books to keep on hand, I not purchase it directly from Amazon. It's from the people who edited and produced my book. So it's through Amazon, but not on the Amazon page. The books come from another area. And I looked at the sales, the cost of the book. And so I really need your help to make some changes on this, because when these books are purchased, it helps us to keep funds in our bank account. And right now, A Widow's Touch, and I'm going to go over, if some of you do not have the book, I would like for you. And then also, there's so many people are leaving here. There's so many widows and even widowers that are leaving this world. So, and I know many of you know some. So purchase some books and have it on hand, like Sheila mentioned, at the resort, Callaway, this weekend. Purchase some books and have some on hand, and whenever, instead of buying flowers or whatever, purchase this book, these two books, and give it to the widow, because she will be very encouraged and inspired by these two books. And just think of all A Widow's Touch has 26 different stories of widows that have shared their story. If at any time that you're not hearing me, please text me and let me know, because I'm talking from the phone tonight. I wasn't able to sign in from the computer, so I'm talking from the phone. I'm trying not to move it too much. But stories like, Lord God, why? Taking his clothes from the closet. He was comical and loved to tell jokes. I know God's power. Sleeping alone after the death of my husband. I felt his spirit in the room. He was my protector. My protector is gone. The fire, the death, and rebuilding our home. 20-plus years of protection. That can't be love. Reflection with answers. Love in black and white. I couldn't face the real world. Life after. I was forced to take charge. A good Samaritan kill. Courage and wisdom. He was never sick. He was tall, starky, and handsome. Three enemies that I wasn't expecting came along on the ride. Moan and move on. I learned how to manage my life. The Lord brought me through. My traveling buddy is gone. He was warned that his liver would fail. My name is Victory. Listen at those titles. So many people pick up this book, and when they do, they said they can't stop reading. They put it by their bed nightstand, and they read stories after stories each night. Many times they cannot read all them all at once because they're in tears, thinking about some of those stories are very similar to theirs. This book is very valuable to other widows. So please go online and purchase several. And I'm going to tell you a price that is being sold right now. The other book that has been written is Oh Lord, What Am I to Do? A Widow's Manual. Now, this manual is not just for widows, for anyone that lose a life, is deceased. And, okay, I'm trying to find a page here that tells, it is an 8 weeks instruction of what to do when someone passed away, the detail of things that you need to do. The first thing is the 10 things to do after the death of a loved one. The first 10, and everything as far as after the funeral, what you need to do the second week, 8 weeks, 8 weeks of instruction, what you need to do, contacting the funeral again, funeral home again about the death certificate, insurance company, calling Social Security, are doing all those things that you need to do, step-by-step instruction is for some reason that you forget. But now, when I went on to Amazon, because I haven't looked on the page lately, and I just assumed that the price would still be the same. But when the books are not selling, the price goes down. It's good for buyers, but it's not good for the next chapter. A Widow's Touch is now, the original cost was $14.99. Now the price is $9.21. Oh, Lord, What Am I to Do was $6.99. It's $3.72. So we are losing money from not purchasing books. When I purchase books, it's a big bulk, but not from Amazon, where you would purchase at. So that doesn't affect my purchase. But we need you to please go and purchase several and have them available so when someone in your neighborhood or church or someone that you know that is a widower, that's a widow that passes away, sometimes it's not very good to give it to them as soon as during the funeral because it might get put away or whatever. And sometimes you know that when you are going through it, you don't hear a lot of stuff that people tell you. So it's best for you to try to get this to them afterwards, maybe a week or two afterwards after the funeral, and they'll receive it and know exactly what you're saying about this book. These books. So just knowing that now both of those books together is $12.93. It's less than one book. So we need the sales to go back up so we can make some revenue from this so we can be able to do things like we do for you each month. It helps pays for certain things, and it really helps us to keep the ministry going. So I need you to go and purchase. Don't go out. Many of you don't go out to lunch or dinner like you used to. So if you don't mind, the money that you're saving, go on Amazon tomorrow or the next day and purchase not just one but several to bring back that price, the cost back, so we can be able to get better revenue from the sales of these books. The next thing I want to talk about also, that our anniversary is coming up in September. It's the third Saturday in September. The date is September 17. And it is our 19-year anniversary. And we do, we have three ladies that volunteered last year, but we need more people to help with the anniversary. So I need you to call me and volunteer to help these three ladies and putting together that program. We don't know where we're going to have it yet because of things have been closed at churches and so forth. So that we'll take care of. We'll find that out maybe in the month of July, just helping to prepare the getting the details and stuff of the program. So please volunteer for that because we need your help. And just thinking that next year is going to be 20 years, what amazing. How time has flown by. And we're going to have a big anniversary next, definitely next year as well, because it's going to be 20 years. Now, and the next thing on the list is after the month of July is sabbatical. We will not be having no talk show, no meetings, no conference call, no Zoom or anything. So that month is for Sheila and I to regroup and relax and not to have to worry about the next chapter. But at the same time, I'll be getting information about the anniversary, so I'll still be in the midst of doing certain things, but not much as far as having to be on the show every Tuesday night. And after July, once upon a time we used to have I'm still trying to think of that restaurant. It's not Ruby Tuesday, but it's the other restaurant that is at Stonecrest. Oh, TGIF Friday, that's it. They used to give us a free breakfast every August. But, the pandemic has changed a lot of different things. So we're not going to be going there, and they're not going to have it. That was canceled right now because of the pandemic. But we want to find a restaurant that will be able to fit maybe 25 to 30 people who would like to come and gather for dinner in the month of August. That's the third Saturday in August. The date is August 20th. So we want to go out to eat. So I'll be looking for a place. If you have a suggestion of where we can go, but something that is not too closed in, and we can all be sitting at the table together. So get back to me if you have any suggestion. The next thing is we do need your support, financial support. We have not raised too much money during the pandemic because of not being able to do different things. So we need you to help us to stay afloat and doing things that we do for you and, in the next chapter. So we need your financial report, or financial donation. You can send, we have Cash App. We accept anything. Anything, money orders, Cash App, Zelle, or checks, or whatever. And the Cash App number is $TNC, Widows, with Widows with an S. So just knowing that we need your support, financial support. And we also need this to help us to put together this 19-year anniversary. If you have any question about any of these five things that I have indicated, please give me a call. But I am really asking you to support us with the books, the sale of the books. Be a part of the August gathering and helping us and volunteering with the anniversary and helping us with donations so that we can continue to be able to help and help the new widows that are coming in. If you are a seasoned widow, we need your help to help us and reach out to new widows. I keep these books on hand, But if you purchase the book from me, you're going to be purchasing for the regular price. But if you go online right now, you can buy two for less than one, really, the price of one. So a total of $12.93, you can purchase both books online right now. So just double it up, do $25. If you want to do more, do more. But you can spend $25 on and getting four books, less. So please do, and so you can support the ministry and helping us to continue on doing God's will. And the last thing, I do have a short little message called Tackle Tough Times. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That psalm, this thing here is very, very small. Let me get my magnifying glass here because it is so small in this book. It's Psalms 46 and 1, the first verse. Christians of every generation have experienced adversity, and this generation is no different. But today, Christians face challenges that previous generation could have scarcely imagined. And really, none of us are imagining imagine what the stuff that is happening on the news. Every time you hear, something's unbelievable that's happening. But through the tough times, although the world continues to change, God's love remains constant, and he remains ready to confront or strengthen us whenever we turn to him. We must keep having faith in him and turn to him with our burdens. When is the best place to make your worries, to take your worries? Well, cast your burden to the Lord. Take them to God. Take your trouble to him. Take your fears to him. Take your doubts to him. Take your weakness to him. Take your frustration to him. And we definitely got some frustration that's going on right now when we see what's going on. And leave them all there. Seek protection from the one who offers you eternal salvation. Build your spiritual house upon the rock. And God is my rock and my salvation. And that a rock that cannot be moved. When you feel that you are at rock bottom, just knowing that God is the rock at the bottom. He's always there, and he will lift you up and help you through these different things. Then perhaps if you will worry less and trust God more, and that is as it should be, because God is trustworthy. Yes, if you can trust God, other people sometimes you can't always trust. You can't always trust your friends, your family, sister, brother, cousin, whatever. You always can't, and church members, you can't always trust them. But you can always trust God. God is trustworthy, and you are protected. Don't let obstacle along the road to eternal, shake your confidence in God's promise. Stand on his promises. In spite of the things that you may tackle each and every day, the things that we hear every day, just knowing that God is there. Just like I talked about, what did I do with that? One second. Can't find it right this minute. But in the scripture, Joshua 1:9, to be strong and be not discouraged. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So just hold on to that verse and believing that in spite of all of the things that we are hearing and also might be going through, that God is there. He might not be, you might not feel that feel his presence, but he is there. And we must continue to believe. Do not let obstacle along the road to eternal shake your confidence in God's promises. Stand on his promises. And a short prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, when I am fearful, you give me courage. You are my source of strength and my shield. Yes, you are my refuge and my shield in Psalms 91. Even when I encounter tough times, I trust your plan in my life. We must trust him and stand on his promises. And whatever my and our circumstances are, Lord, I will offer praise. We must always praise God, praise him, and thank him for what he's done. Hit the rewind button and think about all the things that he's gotten you through. And just knowing that he's a loving God, he will never leave you nor forsake you. And we just ask you, Lord, in the midst of all of these storms that we are dealing with, that you will give us the strength. Let us feel your presence. Let us hear from you, Lord, knowing that you are there. Give us confidence and standing on your promises because you are trustworthy. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. That is all I have for you tonight. We have a couple more Tuesday. I'm going to try to see if I can get a guest on. I would like to have the Kathy Brown, who we met in Callaway Gardner, come on. I did send her a text, but I guess maybe she's been busy and didn't see the text that I sent her today. I tried calling her first, and I texted her. But anyway, we thank God for a wonderful weekend that we had, and he was there, and he protected us, and got us all back home safely. Praise the Lord. Be blessed, and have a great week. And also, it's Father's Day. I know many of you are going to be dealing with lots of different emotions. Just ask God to come into your heart and try to get through it as well as you can. Remember good things about your loss and do something that your special loved one, something that he enjoyed when he was here. But you always did certain things for Father's Day for him. So memories are wonderful things. So I pray and that you will be comforted and get through this weekend. And be blessed and have a great week. Again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night. And just know that there is a God.
And he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise. And we give God honor. And we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says, there is love that is like no other.
there is strength that'll pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There is mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say, we'll be right back.